Wonderful. Well, it's good to be in Krugersdorp. Hallelujah. I haven't been here for a long time, but I want to give honor to the angel of the house, the prophet, prophetess of the house. Prophet Leon is, in my opinion, I believe, the voice of the prophetic in our country. And God is raising him up. And I honor you. I respect you. I respect your prophecies. Respect the atmosphere you carry. It doesn't sit in anyone's genes to build churches. And you've done that. I really believe, and I don't want to be I'm not the prophet here. You're the prophet. But I really sense when I pray today that there will come an apostolic thrust upon the prophetic, upon your life. And there will be more and more church plants, greater levels of anointing and of power upon your life. In next year, 2023, the Lord said to me, 2023, it will be the year when the mantle of the apostles shall fall upon the prophetic, and it shall erupt in the nations. In the name of Jesus. So, I declare it over your life. I speak it over your life and over this ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then thank you for being my friend. It's great to laugh with you, to tell all the stories of everyone and everything that we're going through. And thank you for inviting me to your home. That's special to me. Thank you, prophetess, for being such a great friend to my wife. And we are so grateful for friends in this hour, in this nation, like you. And we love you. We appreciate you very much. Behind every successful man, there's a praying wife. Amen. And then I have my blonde bomb here tonight, my wife. And she is an intercessor. She's a prophet. She is the greatest woman. And my wife, she stands with me for all the years. And we've come a long way. And I love you very much. I honor you. Thank you for paying the sacrifice of ministry with me and the children. And Michal is here, my youngest son. Then Nikki, Pastor Tanil, that's my eldest son and his beautiful wife. So my family is here tonight. Would you put your hands together for them? Amen. Glory. And then I see some sons and daughters of NBCFC somewhere around here. My spiritual sons, they're in the house, and daughters are in the house. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting. Those of you watching online, thank you so much for all your support and your prayers for this conference. I want to ask this following. Tonight, I just want to lay a foundation. You don't know me. I don't know you, so we have to get to know each other. And so tomorrow night, we'll come in with a flood, like Apostle said, the third day, third anointing. Amen. So let me give you a little bit about myself. I grew up on the West Rand. So tonight when I came here, we started by Gordon off ramp, and I went through every set of traffic lights. I said to my wife, this is where I went to school, Florida High School. And then, there's another one, good. Florida Hoërskool, net so by the way, yeah. See, I'm actually Afrikaans. English is my second language. So if the tenses are mixed up and the words, just say amen with me. Amen. So I'll feel better. And then we stayed in Flora Cliff. That's where we stayed before we went to Durban. So that's where I started the journey tonight. I said, this is where I went to school. And then we came down. This is where I lived. Where was that now? By the KFC there by on Deckers Road, somewhere there. I lived there with other people. and then all the way down up till Wilro Park. And that's where I stayed with my parents through my whole primary school. I went to Dr. Havenga. Is there anyone like that? Yeah. Yeah. I can never see myself the school. Amen. But anyway, so I was there, primary school, stayed in Witpoortjie, stayed in Wilro Park. My first job, 200 rand a month in Wilro Park, fixing radios and TVs. Never did I know I'll be on TV and on radio. Come on. And I worked at Timber City in Horizon View. It's my second job as a driver. I didn't have matric, so I had to get any job I could. My mom and my dad got divorced in 1989, and I had to leave school and do my matric correspondence, which took me 2 years to finish, and to look after my mom. So if I could find a job fixing radios for 200 rand, that was fine for me. Then I went to Timber City. I became a driver for Timber City. And I delivered cement every day of my life and carried wood every day of my life for a year. And then I got promoted to be a salesman. And then I started designing kitchens. And then I started understanding the construction industry. And then I was in the hardware business for many years. Eventually, I met my wife, and then I started another job in the financial industries. Now, let me just get backtracked. I never knew that I'm going to build churches. So Timber City helped me to build churches. Yeah. So when they come and they say, you need this type of wood or that type of nails, I knew exactly what they were saying. And you know, so I just love that. But anyway, went into financial industry, started business there, became very successful. And then we lost everything in 1998. My wife and myself lost everything. We became homeless people. We lived on the streets and we had to trust God for the next meal. That story I'll speak about tomorrow night. Amen. So let's get into this tonight. I felt it in my heart to start off with a little bit of history about revival in the city. You know, 1976, my dad had an encounter with Jesus Christ. The Lord appeared in his room and he says, I've called you for revival in this nation. At that point, my dad was a senior pastor of the PPC in Randfontein, and he left the denomination to start the first independent church in South Africa. And he left with 12 people. 12 people followed him, 12 families. Those 12 families sold their homes, sold their cars. They believed in the word of revival and followed him. And they lived in caravans, and they found the first piece of ground opposite Adelaar Word School, okay, and that's where the first tent went up. They took all that money that they sold and they bought the first tent that could seat 400 people. My dad then preached for 52 days on revival. At night number 34, the tent was too small. They started with 45 people. Night 34, tent too small, sold the tent, bought a 1,000-seater tent. 52 days later, 1,000-seater tent, too small, and then it just started growing. So, you know, my dad is he's a legacy in this atmosphere. You must understand. And the reason why I speak about him is because I want to honor his legacy in the city. And there's not been a place that picked up that mantle until now. And I believe we are not here by accident in this conference. I did not come to preach. I came to release something in the atmosphere. If you believe in mantles, you are in the right place. So, you know, if it wasn't for my dad, back then they called him the Big Five. My dad, Ray McCauley, Ed Raybert, Tim Salmon, and Reinhard Bonke. They started the independent church here in South Africa. And then my dad pitched the tent in Roodepoort. And then the council got very mad because the tent was standing too long. The tent was only allowed for a year to stand. And he got another year extension. And then they said, we're going to shut you down. And here's where I'm going to. Then he got to the council of Krugersdorp. Krugersdorp's council recognized the call of God, allowed him to stay another 2 years in the tent here in Krugersdorp. When the 2 years were done, they already had 2,000-seater tent. And by then, they extended another 2 years. And so my dad's whole ministry was in a tent right here on the West Rand, where the movement of the charismatic, what we are, you must understand, like what we're seeing here, wasn't here. The first time there was somebody speaking in tongues, it was in the newspaper. They called my dad the witch, that's healing people, the witch doctor, the white witch doctor. And there was no drums in churches. Nobody speaking in tongues. Nothing like that. Nothing what you're seeing here wasn't here. It took a man that carried the presence of God, that heard from God, that withstood opposition, prophet, just like you, to birth a move of God in our country, in our nation. I believe there are people like that here tonight. That's going to birth financial industries. That's going to birth movements of God. That's going to birth the miraculous power of the Holy Ghost. Are they in the house here tonight? Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So my dad has just been an incredible man. We left in 1989, from the West Rand. My dad handed the church over to Pastor Harold, and then we left to Durban. There my dad started evangelizing and built the biggest tent in the world back then, 25,000-seater tent, 20 meters longer than Alice Park's rugby field. Took a whole month to erect that thing. 10 trucks, I think it was 12 or 15 kilometers long if you took all the chairs and just put them in one row. So, you know, Kenneth Copeland, Benin, all these people were investing in the move of God. It was really something that God has birthed in our nation. I never knew what apartheid was. I didn't grow up in that. When people speak to me about apartheid, it's like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. It's like you're speaking Spanish. Because we played in Sebokeng and Mabopane and Sharpeville while they were toying and all the stuff. And that, I'm talking about the 80s. Yet the greatest move of God. I remember in Sebokeng when the unrest was there, my dad was there preaching with his white band. I'm playing outside with the toys with all the other African children. Because never knew that. And so he was the first man that planted the multiracial church in our country. And I honor him for that. I honor him for that. He broke through those things. So let me declare tonight in this place, mega churches for Encounter Church. Multiracial. Come on. Of all races and ages and incomes and status, God's going to bring those people. Do you believe it with me here tonight? Amen. Amen. So just an incredible legacy that I'm standing here tonight. When my wife and myself went into ministry, our very first crusade, I had attained in 1998, the first crusade we had, the first message I preached in that tent. That tent was pitched up about 200 meters from this building on the stadium right here behind me. We pitched a massive white tent and we preached the gospel there, and that's how we started 1998 full-time ministry in that tent, reached right through this nation until the tent blew away. I would say, like Reinhard Bonker says, the Lord said to me when his tent blew away, he says, now my glory will be your canopy. So praise God for that. Amen. And so the tent blew away. We then started a church on the East Rand, and NBCFC, obviously, is now birthed. It's been we're celebrating 18 years next month, and we have a great church, great people, great sons and daughters all over South Africa here. The Lord has been good. I want you to say this with me. Say, Lord, reveal your mysteries. I want to speak to you just for a couple of minutes on the mysteries of God and the mysteries of the presence of God. And then I'm going to pray for the sick. For those of you who have come for prayer, we will release the glory of God over this whole place. Then tomorrow night, I'm going to focus specifically on miracles. So tonight we'll just pray. But tomorrow night, bring the sick. And I felt very strong to address the spirit of poverty in the city. So I want to address that. Prophet is going to prophesy, lay hands upon you. So tomorrow night, come early for a seat. Invite your friends and family and all of you watching online. Rather get into the building. Amen. It's much better here. So let us go to the realm of the presence tonight, Yaku. Fill that place in about 20 minutes from now. You've got 20 minutes, flow with me, and we're going to hit this atmosphere. Amen. We were born to have encounters with the Lord, to live in the supernatural, to live in the realm of the glory of God. We are not designed to live outside of the presence of God. It's like a fish that's out of its habitation. It's just going to die. No sin can kill him. Nothing. Just take him out of his environment and he dies. If you live out of the environment of the presence of God, you'll die. When God said to Adam, you are going to die because you are now outside of my presence, it took him 936 years to die, but eventually he died because of the glory of God upon his life. But nobody had to kill him. Just get out of the presence of God. When you're out of the presence of God, that's when things just start decaying. Things just start going down. And I want to speak about the presence of the Lord tonight. It's been my mandate for many years to speak about the supernatural, to bring the glory of God. That's what God has called me to do for this generation. And I believe that God is just going to rekindle something in your heart again. To become hungry for Him again. To seek Him like never before again. And let the presence of God be upon you. Now, I'm sure a prophet has dealt many times and numerous times with you on the subject of the supernatural. And, you know, the levels of the anointing and the levels of the presence like he did last night. And I want to speak about the presence. That's going to be my function. I want to speak about the presence of God. The theme for this conference. The angel of his presence. Amen. And I want to speak a little bit about that, on how to have encounters with God. What is the presence of God? How does it function? Let's see how far we can get tonight. I don't want to keep you too long, because we all need to go and have peanut butter sandwiches after this meeting. How do I have an encounter with God? You have to become hungry for God. What is the first thing you lose when you are sick? You lose your appetite. And you don't want to eat. You just want to have soup. So when you lose your hunger in the spirit, it's like you're not hungry for the presence of God. You are sick in the spiritual realm. And I want to get you so hungry tonight for the presence of God that we will see a revival like in the days of old. 52 days of glory. Come on. Why not? You know, I'm thinking, Prophet, how did they do 52 days? I actually have my dad's notes, the 52 messages he preached with his hand. I constantly go through them. I'm thinking, this man has been like 30 years ahead of himself. I am hungry that God will bring a move in our nation. Because let me tell you, nothing is going to change this nation except a move of the Holy Ghost. Only revival will change this nation, the narrative of our nation, break the dividing walls between us. We need revival like never before. Need a move of God. Presence of God. And so we have to be careful that we don't become familiar with a God that we hardly know. My biggest challenge in my church, and I'm sure it's going to happen in encounters as well, is to keep my people hungry in the midst of abundance. Because they see the power of God, they see the prophetic, they see the glory, and it just becomes another service. It's another prophecy. That's another service, another encounter. Let's not become familiar with a God that we sometimes don't even know how he flows. Now, there's an order of the end time revival. I'll give it to you. The first order that we see is there's a global shaking that's taking place. And we've seen this literally 2020 starting. Haggai chapter 2 says, I will bring a shaking. And then he says, in the shaking, I will cause wealth to come. My house shall be filled with gold and silver. So we have seen a global shaking. You agree with me? COVID has brought a global shake. The next thing that now needs to happen, secondly, is an end time revival must come. So we see the shaking taking place. Now the revival must come. The church is now, you're going to hear me, the church will now start moving like never before in signs, wonders, miracles, the presence, and the power of God. The seeker-sensitive church is not going to make it in this hour. There is a necessity for the supernatural of power of God. How do we exclude? They've said to me, they said, you preach too much about the supernatural. You know, now I'm thinking, how do I take the supernatural out of the Bible? I don't understand. Creation was made supernaturally. Feeding 3 million people, that's supernatural. Shutting the lion's mouth, that's supernatural. You know, causing the sun to stand still. My children ask me, what is the greatest miracle, Dad, that you think happened in the Bible? I said, when the sun stood still. Because think about that. The earth had to stop. No tsunamis. The sun had to stop. The moon, Mars, Pluto. Everything had to stop so that Joshua could defeat the enemy. Now for me, that is a supernatural move right there. As a matter of fact, God is adding some time to people here. I feel it here. God is adding some time to your life. You are not going to die prematurely. You are not going to die before your time. God is extending your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I really believe that the message of the presence will become more and more relevant in the church. You'll hear more messages on the presence of God than ever before, because we cannot survive and live without the presence of God. So, and the third order is that there will become a harvest of souls. You need to invite people to church. You say, I don't know if they will come. They will come. It's the third dimension now. People are coming to Christ like never before. And we have to invite them. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. He's coming back for his bride. And we have to get all our friends and families to the house of God. These altars must be full on a Sunday. souls running to Jesus. Our church, I'm pushing it at the moment. I'm preaching about souls. I'm preaching about evangelism because the hour is short. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is coming very soon. And we have to be ready for the coming of the Lord. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ripe. And then the last order is the latter glory shall come. The latter glory shall come. A greater glory than ever before. And I've given you what my dad has done, but that was the former glory. The latter glories are here. They are sitting all over this place. It will be a combination of the move of God, of prosperity and prophecy and healing and joy. Everything will be in one move of God. I believe it with my heart. Come on, do you believe it with me? Amen. Now, there are three dimensions to the presence of God. The first dimension of the presence of God is called the omnipresence of God. Where David says in Psalms 139, he says, where can I go? Everywhere I go, you're there. That's the first dimension of the presence. He's everywhere. Omnipresence of God. The second dimension of the presence of God is the Emmanuel presence of God. That is when God is with us. It's like the Holy Ghost. He's in every believer, but he's not upon every believer. The presence can be in you, but is it on you? You know, Alexander Dowley said this. He says, when he walked into the factories, people started falling on the power of God. They didn't even know he was in the building. But his presence that he carried on him just caused people to fall under the power of God in the factory. While they're busy doing CNC machines, the power of God hit them. How many of you would like that? I know the CEOs in the building say, I need that worker. You know. Well, just give him 5 minutes. He'll get up again. So you get the omnipresence of God. You get the God with us presence. And then obviously you get the Shekinah presence of God, which is the manifested presence of God. I truly believe there's a formula to attract the presence of God. There is a way to attract the presence of God. I've seen it through the years. I've had the privilege to study the presence of God, to be caught up in the presence of God. Many times I've been in the Shekinah presence of God. So from that dimension, I'm speaking to you, is that there is a level, I think the church, not you, the church has not experienced, which is the Shekinah Kabbat glory of God. And that's my prayer, that I can leave here tomorrow and that there will be a residue of the presence of God upon your life. It's not how good I speak and how eloquent I speak. It's about the presence that you need to catch and appropriate upon your life. Because we need to become carriers of the presence of God. If we value something, we take care of that. You know, all the sons of this house, they dress up to all the brands and all the things. They value their stuff. They take care of their stuff, right? Watches, you take care of it. You don't just leave it on the table. You take care of that watch. I'm the same. I check where my stuff is. It's the same with the presence of God. If you place value on something, you'll take care of it. If I value the presence of God so much in my life, I'm going to take care of the presence of God. I'm going to look after the presence of God. I'm going to make sure it's still there. Still upon my life. The richest asset you can ever have in this life is not material things. It's the presence of God. There are tangible signs. Get into this tomorrow. There are tangible signs that you are a carrier of the presence of God. What is the presence of God? Let me just take you a little bit back. The dimensions of the supernatural, we understand, is faith, the anointing, the glory. But then there's another realm called the presence of God. The presence of God is not the anointing. The presence of God is not the glory of God. The presence of God is on its own. It is the highest pull you can ever have, is the presence of God. The highest dimension you can go to is the presence of God. In the realm of the glory, I want to use it like this. The glory of God is the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God. When you look at the glory of God, when Moses said, "Show me your glory," he says, "I'm going to show you my back part. I'm going to show you my goodness." The glory of God is the character of God. Or let me rather use this word, the attributes of God. It's healing, deliverance, prosperity, salvations. That is the glory of God. So when the glory of God comes, you'll see that manifest. You'll see miracles, signs, wonders, salvations, deliverance. You'll see the glory of God come. Because it's the back part, the goodness of God. Therefore, just hear me out. You say, how can that person still be in ministry and he sins? Why hasn't the glory lifted from him? Because it's the goodness that doesn't lift. If you look at Jesus, the back of Jesus, goodness, mercy, riches, deliverance, healings was all on the back of your Savior Jesus. He took that upon him. The presence is the front side of God, which is the face of God. It's called the panim in Hebrew. So when I say his glory is here, that means there will be attributes of God manifesting. When I say the presence of God is here, you will start seeing the face of God. You'll start experiencing him, face-to-face encounters. And the reason why we don't have the glory and we don't have the presence of God is because we just want the attributes. We just want the stuff. We just want the material stuff. And we get it. Imagine if you can now say, I'm going past that. If I can get a him, if I can just get a hold of him, if I can get his attention. Let me tell you something. If you look into my face, you can tell the soul of me. You can look in my eyes and you can see if I'm happy or unhappy or whatever. Is that right? You can look at somebody. And that's what God wants. When you look at him and you look in his eyes, you can see the heart of God. You start crying in his presence. You get on your knees in the presence. And in the presence of God, your senses are submerged. Or it doesn't even work in the presence of God. Because all you are conscious of is him. You don't care about time. You don't care about your body. Care about anything, it's only him. And my prayer is that we will go there into the realm of the presence of God. And in the presence of the Lord, the glory of God manifests. And you'll see two types of glories manifest in the presence. It's called the Kabod glory and the Shekinah glory. The Kabod glory is the weight of his presence. Feel, it becomes heavy. Smith Wigglesworth, he prayed. And as he prayed, the people say in the history books, they say people will crawl out by the doors. They couldn't breathe when he started praying. And the news reporter who wrote the article went to see if it's true. And he went and he sat in one of his prayer meetings. And he wrote, he said, surely there was only 10 people. And he said, then Smith started praying. And people couldn't breathe. They started crawling out one by one. He says, and he said this as a non-believer, he says, I will not leave you. This is just not for me. He says, eventually I was the only one left and I couldn't breathe. And I crawl out of that room just to get oxygen. When the Kabbat glory of God comes, it becomes heavy, becomes tangible. You feel the, you feel it on you. Like a mantle that falls. And everywhere you walk, you feel this, the weight of His presence. Shekinah glory is the manifested presence of God. It's when He manifests Himself to you. That is the tangible anointing. The Kabbat is the heavyweight. The Shekinah is the tangible. We were in America 2-3 weeks ago. Can't remember. Three weeks ago. My wife was standing there cleaning the house. And we were praying, putting on music, cleaning, praying. And the next moment I heard a scream. I thought, what's going on? She says, I thought you are touching me. She says, you grabbed me like this. No, I'm in the lounge. She's in the washing laundry area. And I knew Jesus is here. His presence has come. I was in a meeting with Maldonado, as you know, my spiritual father, and we went to many places. But there was one meeting, specific meeting, where he mentioned the following. He says, it was actually in East London, and he said this. He says, I hear the footsteps of Jesus coming to this building. And he said, in 2 minutes, He'll be here. I promise you tonight, I stood in that atmosphere and I felt the presence of God getting thicker and thicker and thicker, second by second. He said, 1 minute, and He's here. And then he said, 10, 9, became thick with the atmosphere of God. Just like this. When he said, He's here, demons started manifesting in that place. People got healed. People started falling under the power of God. Because when He arrives, He comes with His glory. He comes with His power. Come on, don't you want to lift your hands and just say, You are here, Jesus. Come on, just welcome the Holy Ghost here. Lift your hands. I sense Him already in this house. Father, we ask that Your presence will now come. Let it fall in this house. Let it now become so tangible upon people. Every viewer online, let it become tangible with Your presence. Let the weight of Your presence come. In the name of Jesus. Shukaraba sataraba. Shiraba katarabo sotorobo sandarabababanda. Shiraba gatayaba sototorobo sanda. My God, come. Reveal Your presence to us tonight in a very sovereign way. Get ready for Your miracle right now. Come. Start getting miracle-minded. Start putting an expectation on God. Jesus, come into this building and manifest Your glory. Manifest Your presence, Holy Ghost. Sotarabagatorobo sotorobo sandalabagatalabasanda. Let Your glory ascend, Your glory descend in this place, Father. Let it be like waves of Your presence, waves of Your glory, waves of the power of God, waves of Your presence. Let a heat of Your presence come. Let the fire of God start manifesting, O God. Take us into the realm of Your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Holy Ghost. lift the music. Sheraba katala basata. Coming thicker, thicker of the presence. Shakatala bakatala basata rabakatala basatala bakat. Face to face encounters. Shikarabakatala masatala bakatala basatala bakatahi. Let the fire of God start falling. The miracles of God start happening. Shikatala baraboshetala barabakataya. Breathe in the presence of God. Tonight we want you, O God. A mantle, a fresh mantle upon this ministry. Lord, let Encounter Church, every campus, start moving in a realm like never before. Lord, let every member, every son, every daughter, start moving in a realm of the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Let the Kabbat glory come. Let the Shekinah presence fall. Let the sick be healed right now in the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, put your hand on the place where you are sick, where that pain is, where that disease is. Father, in your presence we come. I take full authority over every foul spirit of sickness, of disease, of infirmity, of pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I rebuke you in the organs. I rebuke you in the muscle. I rebuke you in the bones. I rebuke you in the blood. I rebuke you in the respiratory system. I rebuke you in the neuro system. Come out in Jesus' name. I command deaf ears to open, blind eyes to start seeing. Lord, let every pain go in the name of Jesus. Sugar diabetes, I command you, get out of that body. High blood pressure, come to normality in Jesus' name. I command cancer in the name of Jesus, dry up, die right now in Jesus' name. Come out of those bodies. Come out of the breast. Come out of the prostate. Come out of the brain. Every brain tumor, I command you, go in Jesus' name. Every generational sickness, in the name of the Lord, I rebuke that line. I rebuke it. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of paralysis, you are bound. People watching online, Father, people that's going to re-watch this program, every spirit of paralysis, I rebuke you. Shakataraba gataraba gataraba sataya rikataraba satalabaraba gataya. Constant miscarriages, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in that womb. Loose that right now in Jesus' name. Shakaraba gataya mandolabo sataya rikatalabaraba gatalabaraba gataraba sataya. I command that. Listen, somebody went for an operation on the skull, and they shaved off your hair, and they did the operation, but the hair never grew back on that spot. You constantly have to put hair over it, comb it the other way. I'm telling, it's a lady, I'm addressing a lady, and you felt embarrassed about it, but God is causing that dead spot right now to move in the presence. I speak right now into the atmosphere. I command that dead spot to start coming alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Knee conditions on the right knee, I command that knee condition be healed. Let the power of God start flowing in Jesus' name. Rabakata rabasakataya mandolobosendaya. Parkinson's, dementia, in the name of Jesus, bipolar, I come against you. You loose them right now.
come out.
Come on, there is a wave of the presence of healing happening. Stuttering. I command every stuttering spirit, loose the people of God. Right now. There it happens. Partial deafness, ringing in the ears, complete deafness, your spirit of deafness. Come out of those ears. Loose those ears right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus. Sharabababanda. Mendele bossata. Likatarabosikataya manda. Jesus. Let me do one more prayer. The kabbat, the meaning of kabbat means weightiness. I've explained that to you. The second meaning is wealth. Only in the kabbat realm does wealth operate. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in kabbat, in glory. I release upon every businessman and woman in this house right now the kabbat glory of God upon your business, upon your income, in the name of Jesus, upon your equipment, upon your resources, in the name of Jesus. Every businessman and woman, appropriated right now with me. I release the kabbat glory to manifest in your lives. From this moment on, the kabbat glory, the kabbat glory, the kabbat glory, the kabbat glory upon your life, upon your family, upon your business, upon your workers. In the name of Jesus. I release the kabbat glory upon Encounter Krugersdorp, Encounter Cape Town, Encounter Centurion. Right now, Father, let the kabbat glory of God touch every campus, every pastor in this building. Lord, let the kabbat glory come upon their churches. I release it upon them right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, Father. Give you the praise. Sopramande le brosotto robossata rabakataya. Meketo robossandaya. We worship you. Let the mantles now start falling. Father, I've come into this city as a carrier of legacy. And the mantle of my father that's in this city and in this West Rand, Father, I pick it up right now. I take a hold of this mantle. And Father, just like Elijah said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I take that mantle tonight and I struck this nation, struck this city with the mantle of revival. Let revival come to Krugersdorp. Let revival come to our nation. In the name of Jesus, give God the biggest praise right now. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, I want some praise in this place. Yes! Come on, there it is. There it is, the mantle of revival. The revival mantle. An end time revival. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. End time revival. End time revival.
just like William Branham prophesied, that it will happen on the footsteps of the Father Crowell. I ignite the fires of revival tonight, O God, in the hearts of your people. Let the economy of Krugersdorp change. Shakarabakatayan. I come in the mantle of the apostle, and I turn the key over the city, and I command the city's atmosphere. Shift right now! Shift right now! Shift right now! Shift right now! In the name of Jesus, open the heavens over this nation. Open it over this city, O God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo.
Remain standing. I'm done. I want to declare this over you tonight. I want to write it in the hearts. I want to write the Shekinah glory and the Kabbat glory on your hearts. I want you to say this with me tonight. As loud as you can, eyes closed. We are standing in the presence of the Almighty God. The fear of the Lord has come. Shekinah presence of the Lord. Say, Lord, I am activated in the Kabbat and Shekinah. Create a hunger for your presence. I want your presence. I want to see you. I want to have intimacy with you. Right now, Lord, I declare the Kabbat glory over my life. I declare the Shekinah glory over my life. I declare the end time revival upon my life. I declare the names of God over my life. Jehovah Jireh, Elohim, Rapha, El Shaddai, manifest yourself. I declare revival in my city, in this nation. Lord, visit our government. Visit the churches. I declare a supernatural atmosphere over the West Rand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kabbat over South Africa. Kabbat over every businessman and woman. Kabbat over my family. I receive it right now in Jesus' name, and give God a praise for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, declare the great I am. The great I am.